Our WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by the Mid-America Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics, is Senior Sydney Moss of St. Elmo High School. Sydney, a senior here at St. Elmo High School, what classes are you taking this year?
This year I am taking Psychology, Media Technology, Accounting 2, Advanced Math, English 4, PE, Chemistry 2, and Intro to Business.
I know you're pretty active here at school. You know, what sports, activities, anything like that are you involved in here? And then, you know, are you involved in anything, you know, outside in the community, like church, youth group, or anything like that?
Yeah, I play volleyball and softball. I'm in the National Honor Society. I am also the class secretary for a class. I help with my church nursery.
All right, of course, now you're getting a little bit closer to the midpoint of your senior year. So have you decided what you want to do after graduation yet, or are you still kind of undecided? Or?
Yeah, I am going to go to Carbondale SIUC and major in accounting.
What kind of made you decide to go towards accounting? Did you just kind of pick up an interest in it by taking classes here, or is there somebody maybe that you know that's an accountant that kind of talked to you about it, and that's how you became interested?
I got interested in it taking the classes here.
As you go through school, and you know, whether it's, you know, just school itself, or you go through sports, or just even, you know, like I said, being involved in church outside of school and everything, you know, there's always a lot of people around you. Has there been anybody that's been a major influence for you? You know, has it just been family, or, you know, is there a coach, teacher, or just anybody who's kind of been a mentor or just a major influence on you?
My parents have definitely been a major influence on me, and so has my old coach, Asher. She's always been a pretty big influence on me, too.
Of course, as you kind of go through and you move on, you kind of get, you know, set in your ways as you go through high school, and you kind of get used to everything, and then going to college is, you know, obviously a big change. You know, SIUC, pretty big school. So are you nervous thinking about the big change and everything that's going to happen, or are you just kind of excited to, you know, kind of be moving forward and experiencing new things?
I am nervous, but I am also really excited to be able to experience new things.
Of course, I know it's, you know, pretty far in the future, but you know, you kind of get away from here and you go through schooling. You know, have you thought about, you know, with going to accounting, since that opens up into such a broad range, you know, of jobs and different things you can do? You know, have you thought about, you know, do you want to go work for a business, work for a corporation or something, or do you just want to, you know, maybe like come back to this area, you know, be a CPA here, or is it just kind of, I'll go through college and see what happens?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to wait till after college, get through college first.
Again, you know, once you leave St. Elmo, a pretty big change and everything, just as you go from such, you go from a small town, you know everybody, you know, everybody knows you and you kind of know how things are, but then you kind of switch it up and then you're going to be going to Carbondale, and obviously, you know, there's going to be so many new people, so many new places and things and everything, so... You know, once you get there and you kind of look back, you know, what do you think you're going to miss most about being, you know, here at St. Elmo High School, here at, you know, in St. Elmo, just in general?
I think I'm going to miss knowing everybody. So, like I know the teachers and I know that, like, how they are and, like, who will help me more and, like, that type of personal connection.
And that has been the WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by the Mid-America Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics.